This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes we have clever music focusing on the day. Sometimes clever music speaking to the season of the year that we're in. Now, this song, I'm not sure it's cleverly speaking to anything, but it's kind of a cool song. That was always like the Beatles, right?
It does.
But yet it isn't. James, who is this?
This is the Kinks.
Oh, these are the Kinks?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. The Kinks. I knew when I was a disc jockey how they got their name. And I'm not sure that I can remember the story. So rather than follow it up, I just won't tell you the story because I don't remember all of it. And that's sometimes every once in a while when we do what we do for a living, there are opportunities for us to stick our foot in our mouth. And sometimes it's hard to extricate your foot from your mouth after you stick it in there. Very difficult.
Well,
hard logistically.
According to the Google bot, the Kinks got their name because someone said they needed a gimmick, some edge to get them attention. And here it was, quote unquote, kinkiness, something newsy, not just on the borderline of acceptability.
Kinks. Okay. Well, there you have it. The bad boys. The Kinkers, if you will. All right. How many people are scheduling appointments to get their hair done for Thanksgiving? Or have you scheduled an appointment to have yourself made up for Halloween?
It's amazing how many people.
Yeah. Do you go to the salon to get your hair done?
I do every few months. Now that my hair is the color it is, it's a lot easier with regrowth and like my roots, so I don't need to go as often as I did when I had it red.
Roots? You mean there's something underneath the color that you don't want people to see?
No, it's not that. I'm fine. I started turning gray when I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
But
really?
my red hair, my hair is red personally.
Yeah.
But when my roots would start growing in, it wasn't that it was the lighter shade. It was that it looked like I was balding because of the color it was. But now that my hair is like a platinum blonde, when my roots grow in, it doesn't look like I'm balding. It kind of just flows in with the platinum.
Oh, well. That's good to know. The more it's... Isn't that a slogan for something?
I believe so.
The more you know. All right, so I was just thinking, this is my traveling season is beginning this weekend, as I'll be going back and forth frequently for the next probably 4, 5, 6 months to visit with my family, my two children and my grandchildren. So it's my son's birthday this weekend. And I've kind of gotten used to, because I'm what they call a seasoned traveler, so I don't pay much attention to what it used to be. But I was just thinking, as we take trips, this is the time of year, summertime, people, it's so easy to travel now, especially when you're going from place to place in our country. So I was thinking about taking maybe you with me on a thought experiment for a minute. Imagine how long the trip that I'm taking to Los Angeles would have taken at the beginning of the period of commercial flight. Let's say a half a century, 50, 60, back in the 50s. How long would it have taken me to get there? And, you know, what the scheduled flight time between Los Angeles and New York was like 3 hours longer than it used to be. Now, somebody, I got it backwards, 3 hours longer before, when the first Boeing 707 was introduced, it didn't make it all the way across the country, had to stop for fuel. And that was the case with the old DC-3s, mm-hmm. some of the prop planes, the Convairs, and that sort
of thing.
Well,
yeah, and the engines didn't have that same horsepower either.
Right, no. Now, the interesting thing is that the way the air traffic control system is, things have slowed down because in most of the metro areas, there's so much air traffic that they can't, they can get there fast, but then they can't land or they slow down. This happens to me all the time in Boston. When you come in, if I come in like Monday, I'll take next Monday off and I'll be, I'll come back. And when we get close to Boston, the it's usually over Gardner, Massachusetts, we slow down. Depends on the time of the day, but this is, we land at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's peak travel time, and they'll slow down, and when you get on the ground, oftentimes there are no gates, especially if you've traveled faster. Like, the normal time going to Los Angeles from Boston, about 5 hours and 50 minutes. Coming back, it's about an hour shorter, about 4 hours, but I've made the trip in like 4 hours and 12 minutes, 4 hours and 14 minutes, because get a good tailwind behind you. And then they talk about how they get there, right? We're early, way ahead of schedule, and then you sit on the tarmac for 20 minutes or a half hour because you can't get into the gate.
Oh, which is such a crime.
Which is what slows everybody down.
It does. It does. And the whole thing about, like, you have to get on the plane on time, that the plane has to push back from the gate to be considered on time, but it doesn't actually have to take off. It can be sitting on the tarmac for 3 hours, and it's technically not delayed because
they can't
push back
anymore,
from the gate.
Yeah,
when they used to. And it was just so, like, seriously. And then when you land, it makes sense of, like, okay, maybe something wasn't timed properly, somebody else was running late, you can't get to a gate, or you can't get to the gate designated for you, so you have to wait. But it's typically not an additional 3 or 4 hours unless something really went wrong. And at that point, can't they bring out one of those little, like, portable steps and just let people off and guide them to safety off of the runway? Stop making
bad management.
Just wait.
The airlines themselves are too big, and they can't manage things well. That's what you kind of, that's what you're experiencing. Speaking of airports, the major French airports have been evacuated. There was a security alert late yesterday, not only at the airports but at the Palace of Versailles. The security alert temporarily closing a lot of different things, but most notable and much chaotic was what was going on at the airports, right? And so these email threats that they got, and the threats, even though they didn't, you know, hello, what do you think? That's pretty obvious what they were all about. The people in charge didn't really say what the threats were all about, but most everybody figured it was connected to some kind of terrorist activity or would-be terrorist activity. So the French, all the governments in Europe, all the governments around the world that are not necessarily considered sympathetic to the Palestinian cause are, they're all on a security alert. And so we've got this, I guess it's a psychosis in a manner of speaking, because it really is. These people are psychotic that are pulling this off, that are, you know, messing things up. They are. They're psychos. How else do you describe it? Psychos. All right. Now, I'm not following that story, the story about Trump, with any suggestion that he's psycho. But he was told to shut up yesterday. The court staffer was apparently arrested, and Trump was yelling and screaming, and the judge told him to simmer down. It's what a circus all of this is. And so, anyway, there's another story about this lawyer charged in the election case. He was in court yesterday, argued he was just offering legal advice to Trump or to others who wanted to continue the thought pattern that the election was stolen. What a mess, huh? What a mess. Imagine being in court.
And it keeps going and going and going.
Right, yeah. Drama, right? Don't need it, but we certainly have plenty of it. Here's another one. This is an interesting reality. A family had put together a nationwide gang, and the gang was stealing catalytic converters. Big theft ring. So
this was a huge thing that was happening for a while. James, didn't this happen to you? Was it your Catalina?
Yeah, so a big thing in Dallas. It was actually right when I started. They would take and cut the catalytic converter from your car because there's, what is it? I think it's platinum that's in the
catalytic. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so you can sell that to a junkyard for like $300 to $500 depending on the model. It's crazy.
It's a salvage yard, not a junkyard. It's
got
to go. They convert it. Actually, what they do is they convert it into more. They melt it down and use it to make more catalytic converters.
Right, exactly. And it's honestly, it's so absurdly easy to just get under it and just snip it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, either end, bing, bang, boom, and you're out. In 30 seconds, you're done.
That's it.
So this mother and her two sons were paid $38 million to transport these stolen catalytic converters from California to New Jersey. Well, this is kind of an interesting reality, right? There were 39 charges brought against this family. And there are others involved in this, 9 people altogether, who are involved in this ring, facing charges in California and elsewhere. This is the DG Auto Parts. This is a junkyard chain, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they're the ones that were getting catalytic converters.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is the kind of family business you want to hand over to your children.
This is really an amazing thing. The parts, when you take a catalytic converter out of a car, it's worth $1,000. If you didn't know that. And so now they're putting the new cars have catalytic converters that are put in some place where you can't get at them. It took them about 10 years. How long? I can't remember when catalytic converters were first required. It's been quite a while. It's one of those things that supposedly cleans up the air, which is a nonsensical waste of time because it doesn't. And then it leads to what it's led to, which is this crime ring. Imagine this kind of $600 million involved in this. Wowzer. Park your car in the garage and lock it. It's 18 after on good day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, this would be the time for us to exercise our brain, our cranial matter, when it comes to social media, engaging in what's going on, sometimes with the technology, sometimes it's just the gossip. Actually, this is gossip about technology. The parent company of Facebook, I don't like the name Meta, it doesn't mean anything. They have been limiting some of the comments on Israel and Palestine, some of the posts. The temporary measures, they want to limit unwelcome or unwanted comments. So who decides on whether they're unwelcome or unwanted? Who makes that decision?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who are taking sides in the bullying factor. So these are, it's not just like if you or I were to post something, it's not limiting our comments. It's anybody who is in Israel or in Palestine, Gaza, and who, if they post something, it's limiting the comments to only the people who are their friends or family are able
to
comment.
So how do they know?
People can see the post. People can see the post, but they can't comment on them if they are not a friend of this person.
No. How do they know where the people are that are sending in the whatever the message is?
Who's putting the original post out?
Yeah.
Well, that information is part of
your profile,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then also they can see, like, your web address and stuff and where you are. And so anybody who, like, you know how you get friend requests and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So they can see who are the quote-unquote friends. They may not be real-life friends, but they're friends on social media, so therefore they can leave a comment to these posts. But if you or I came across somebody's post in Israel or Palestine and we're not friends with this person, we would not be able to comment, but we would still be able to read the post.
So that reminds me of, I have about 5,000 friends on Facebook, and lately, in the last few months, I've been getting a lot of friend requests from young chickie poos, who are obviously looking for something other than friendship. It's kind of annoying. It's actually, I don't know, I think it's embarrassing or annoying, and I'm not sure whether I'm the one who's embarrassed or I'm embarrassed for these girls who are trolling around just looking for older men, and they friend them, and then they send a lot of suggestive pictures around. And, you know, I'm as healthy as the next guy, but I just find it, I don't like it.
Well, and some of these aren't real also. I mean, some of them are, don't get me wrong, but some of them are also kind of scams that they've taken people's photos or, because a lot of these photos you can find easily online, and they're not even just like stock photos.
It's, really?
If you've posted a photo online anywhere, it can be found if it's still online. If people can use it. I've known people who have had fake accounts created, not using their name fake account, but using their pictures, using their images.
All right, happy birthday to Good Day listeners, Jack, Jim, and Jill, and Jeff. All the J's, right?
I like it.
Happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to anybody today who's listening who's having a birthday. It's kind of a cool thing getting close. My son's birthday is tomorrow. What's today's? No, the 20th is Saturday. That's why I'm going there.
So what is this, Libra?
He's right on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio, yes. And he's very much, well, again, it depends on what your rising sign is and what your moon sign is, not just the sun sign.
Yeah,
I mean, you
sun,
get
moon,
a little
rising.
Bit of information. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly.
And yeah, you need to know your location of birth, the day of birth, the exact time of your birth.
Exactly, yes. All right, so I pitched the post at Doug Steffen's Good Day Networks and my own personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and a few other places like the Eastley Farm website of the cows running to the feed wagon. So if you look at, if you see the cows running across the pasture, and look at, there's one of them that comes very close to the camera, and then the cow next to her walks up a white face from the bovine sanctuary, sticks her nose right on the camera. It's just part of the fun of the farm. So you want to check that out. You can do that. It's easy. At Doug Steffen's Good Day Networks.
8 great shopping tips. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks, and I am real impressed with all the ways to save that you are sending. Gabriella writes, I began buying fold-top sandwich bags to use with food items that don't need to be airtight. Even a sandwich at work won't spoil since you'll eat it within 3 or 4 hours. And fold-top bags are much less expensive than those Ziploc-type bags. And she whipped up a tasty ceviche using a can of sardines. Much easier to work with than fresh fish, shrimp, or crab meat, she says, and much less expensive. She writes, who would have thought it would be a hit with my picky son? So then she tried canned salmon. You can read her entire post on my blog where you can share how you are coping. Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. United States is waiving visitor visa requirements for some Israelis. The Israeli embassy in Washington made the announcement yesterday and said Israel was now a part of the U.S. visa waiver program. Israelis can now apply for the program through the U.S. Customs and Border Protection mobile app. The move comes as the war rages between Israeli forces and the terrorist organization Hamas. President Biden is calling on American citizens to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine. During a primetime address last night, Biden says supporting the two nations is key to our national security. He says that America's leadership is what holds the world together, adding that both Hamas and Putin represent different threats but want to annihilate a neighboring democracy.
I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Radio, let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
But there's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the
Neil Young. Cucamonga. Some of his songs are kind of neat. This is one of them. That's the Good Day program, 34 after the hour. This program is brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, which will be happy to provide you with insurance. Your motorcycle needs insurance. Yep. Check. Boats. Check. RVs. Check. Want protection on the road and on the water. Hopefully not at the same time. But listen, you can never tell. If it's a James Bond movie, the stuff comes right off the road, goes right into the water, right? So if you have something like that, you're all set, because they got them both covered, land and sea. 800-PROGRESSIVE, or online at progressive.com. How about them apples? Okay, so I seem to have traveling on my mind, as it's the time of year when I go back and forth, and I like it. I enjoy going back and forth, frankly. And so I was just looking over one of the surveys of the most expensive cities in our country. All right.
Ooh, and they are?
Using the average cost of living there, various price categories, like what does it cost to buy a house, what do the utilities cost, what do the groceries cost, cost to register and insure a car, health care, all kinds of things, goods and services. This is a survey put together by the Council for Community and Economic Research, which keeps cost, keeps track of the cost of living in 270 communities around the country. So, the top five are, you ready? Number five, Orange County. No surprise there.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yep. That's where Anaheim is, Irvine, Santa Ana, south of Los Angeles. It's the first county to come to when you go south of L.A. County.
A.K.A. the O.C.
Yeah, right, exactly. There are a lot of people who live there and enjoy the beach. There are a lot of people who live there that have been tourists, and then they become residents. 50 million tourists a year walk on the beaches of Orange County. Wow. That's a shocker. Frankly, the big airport there is the John Wayne Airport in Orange County. Okay, that's number five. These are the most expensive places. Cost of Living Index suggests these are the most expensive places to visit, but also to live. Brooklyn is number four. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Why would
Brooklyn?
I don't
think I would have guessed that. Well, I mean,
I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
Yeah, of the boroughs of NYC.
Yeah. It's become more expensive than any other New York borough. That really is shocking, considering Manhattan. You'd think it would be Manhattan. But Brooklyn has become an international melting pot. One-third of the residents were born in another country. And there are 200 different languages spoken and 59 taught in the schools. Wow. How do you do that? That makes it kind of expensive for sure.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I went to Brendan and Sophie and I and Jasper went down. Sophie had some work in New York, so I went down and spent a couple of days with them. And this was last spring, I think. Wasn't it last spring? Yeah, it was May, I think, sometime. And so we were driving around, and we walked around and went to the botanical garden there. Amazing that there are 52 acres in the city that are free to have this kind of a garden, which is really, you know, it's like kind of and when you go to Manhattan, right? You walk right into what do you call it? There's not the garden. What do they call it? It just went out.
Central Park.
Central Park. Thank you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Number three most expensive. I thought the number one city would be San Francisco, but it's not. Number three on the list of the most expensive places to live and visit in America. I don't really have to. The average cost of, listen to this. The average cost of renting a house, average cost, is $2,337 a month. The average cost to buy, the average price, the median price for a home in San Francisco is $1.4 million.
Good grief, and it doesn't even come with a yard.
No, that's right. They're just, kind of row houses, one on top of the other on top of the other. Anyway. Yeah, San Francisco is not what it used to be. I used to love to go to San Francisco. I wouldn't give you a nickel for it now. I just think it's become the homeless capital of the world. It's dirty. The streets are filthy. Ugh. The ruination of a wonderful place. Number two most expensive. This doesn't surprise me. Honolulu, right? There's no surprise there at all. The average cost of a cup of coffee is $5.40. I don't know what a cup of coffee. What does the average cup of coffee cost here? You go to
depends where you go.
Dunkin' Donuts. What's a Dunkin' Donuts? What's the cost of a cup of coffee? I don't drink coffee, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What I get at Starbucks is typically a little less than $6.
Yeah.
It's in the $5 to $6 range. But then if you go to some of the, like, mom and pop locally owned ones, some of them are less. Some of them cost even more.
Number one on the list is the aforementioned Manhattan. So two boroughs in New York are the most in the top five most expensive places to live in our country. Consumers there spend twice as much on goods and services and housing than any other city on average. Now, think about that for a second. Any other city, doesn't make any difference where it is. Manhattan is twice as expensive as any other place that you could go, and then it goes from there. 60 million people go through New York City every year. 12.2 million people live there. And put that together with who lives in Brooklyn and the Bronx and Queens. A lot of people in not much area. I would never live in New York, but I find it fascinating to visit. It's kind of a fun place to go.
Oh, I love New York.
Yeah, for a while. Not for too long, but some of the hotels are kind of fun. Hey, going there. All right, so there it is. Those of you contemplating travel, you'll notice that Bozeman, Montana is not on that list. And Las Vegas is not on that list, right? So what a great combination. It's not expensive, and you can get there free if you call 800-419-3684. Take advantage of the folks at 541 Travel. And as a matter of fact, there is a new thing. You can get two nights available in other places now. You can just ask the question when you call 800-419-3684. So you want to try some other place for fun? Same deal. As a matter of fact, the Vegas thing is more valuable because there are so many people making reservations at this time of year to go to Las Vegas. Rooms are really super hard to get. You get yours free. It's easy. Jump on the phone, 800-419-3684, and get ready to go to listen to Adele. Let's see, who else is some of the people that are now performing there that we talk about? A lot of singing performers. I don't know if there's any comedians that are there.
Yeah, well, yeah, I feel like there's always comedians. And then, of course, the tours that come in. But who does have the residency right now? I think, is Miranda Lambert even still there? I think Usher is there. Usher's about to be there.
What is the attraction to Usher? I don't know that much about Usher.
Current day Usher, I am unsure, but back in the day when he first came out, he, sign off on that.
Really?
He had great music you could dance to, and it was fun, and he was a good dancer, and fun to watch perform, and I'm not familiar with any of his newer stuff, but, like, his early aughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we are, I think we are obliged to talk about the war in Israel and what's going on and what has gone on there. The military, this is one of the things that they're trying to get to the bottom of, why they didn't know that the bad guys were coming, that Hamas was on the prowl. The last 20 years or so, the military there has been focusing on advanced air defenses, intelligence systems, because they thought the main security threat was unconventional. Rockets, right? And insurgent attacks. So what happened is that Hamas used bulldozers and other excavators and stuff to launch their low-tech frontal assaults. They actually had, and this is what's amazing, Israel didn't know, right under their nose, that they were building up the big mounds so that the people on these bikes and these ATVs, that's what they did. They just went up over the mounds and jumped into, they went over the fences and bingo. I don't understand this at all. A lot of people don't. What the heck was going on? Because it was pretty obvious what was going on. So, anyway. Back to I'm not sure I want to spend a lot of time on these things, but I suppose we ought to. The Middle East and the discussions here. A lot of protests on campuses in America. Would you consider that Gen Z? Are college students Gen Z, or are they out of college?
I believe college students are still the Gen Z category.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, are they?
Okay. Yes.
Are you, James, would you consider yourself Gen Z?
Yeah, I'm the earliest Gen Z that you can get. Because the cutoff
You're an elder
is like,
Gen Z?
Exactly, yeah. I'm an old man Gen Z.
An elder statesman. What are you, 24? 25?
Yeah, 24.
Oh, 24. All right. Anyway, the campus protests that are going on, example of people, you know, what we think in this country is if you're going to college, you're smart. Not necessarily always the case, as is demonstrated by some of the foolishness going on, and that's really what it is. The fear-based thinking that's being promoted by some of these rallies, the social media stuff, people expressing their views, their anger, they're evaluating from a complete point of ignorance. And that's, yeah, when you think about college again, you're thinking, okay, I'm sending my kid to college because he's going to get smarter. I don't think that's the case. It's certainly not here. I understand that there are different ways of looking at this stuff, especially when it comes to the Gaza hospital thing, all kinds of information, most of it wrong, that's coming out. And then you could say, well, how do you know? And I'm not the dumbest guy in town, and I can put two and two together. Plus, it's fairly obvious these people are not that subtle. And by the way, they've admitted, to the best of my knowledge, to shooting off a missile, the Palestinians, and it went to the wrong place. Haven't they? Isn't that part of this? They admitted it. So why are there so many protests against Israel because of this when it's clearly obvious that the Palestinians were responsible for the missile attack? And it wasn't even supposed to be an attack on the hospital. It just, they aren't very sophisticated when it comes to programming these missiles. They just shoot them off. And
well, it's for the civilians. It's for the humanity side, the civilians who are innocent in all of this.
What do you mean? It's for what? It's, well, you mean who got killed?
The people who aren't being killed, but tortured. There are Palestinians.
Yeah. But there's also a protest against Israel, Jay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean exactly? The Israelis aren't torturing
anybody. It's the civilians. It's the civilians across the board. No matter where they are, civilians, innocent people are not a part of this, but they are stuck in the middle of this. They are dying. They're being kidnapped. They're being tortured.
But that's not the source of the stuff. The protests on college campuses aren't about that, for the most part. At least the ones the last few days have all been about the hospital getting blown up.
Which includes the innocent.
Yeah.
It is about that, though.
Well, I guess we have to define the terms, and we'll do that perhaps later on. But now, 48 after the hour is the time.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Don't miss the opportunity to be with Ken, to have him check out what's going on. If you're concerned about something or a number of things and you haven't gotten good answers, give the office a call, 352-735-1400, to get in alignment with Ken. And as I said, you can always call in your questions for Ken, 855-999-3684. A lot of information this week about breast cancer. We have Breast Cancer Awareness Month every year. There are indications I see from some research being done at the Cancer Center down in Columbus, for example, about how the signs of breast cancer may be missed. How could that be, Ken?
Well, everybody listen up, especially our woman listeners. Yes, Doug, the vast majority, as you expect of women, know that a lump in their breast likely signals the presence of cancer. Not definitely, but needs to be evaluated. But the key is that that's not the only sign of the potential disease. Let's go over some of these lesser known symptoms of breast cancer. Doug, you tell me how many of these you know. They include a retracted, inverted, or downward pointing nipple. Mm. Next, breast puck.
Recognize it. Yeah.
Well, are you aware of that?
No, okay. I am, actually, yes, but not for the reasons you're suggesting.
Let's go on.
Keep going.
To
the
next one, breast puckering, which may look like an indentation that appears when you raise your arms. Were you aware of that one?
No, I wasn't, actually.
And next, loss of feeling.
I'll bet a lot of women are not aware of it either. So
absolutely.
Everybody listen carefully to this. This is very important stuff.
Let me go over that one again.
Yeah, I'll hit it one more time.
So it's called breast puckering, which may look like an indentation that appears when you raise your arms. Mm. Okay, and then the next one, which I bet many are not aware of, loss of feeling in part of the breast. Were you aware of that one?
Nope.
And another one, which you may be aware of, but pitting or thickening of the skin on the breast.
That one doesn't ring a bell either. I'm more hopeful that women are getting this because they're, even though the men in their lives can help them with this, this is something that you really, you can't ignore this stuff. And you need to know about it, and a lot of women don't. That's why we're going through this exercise.
One more, nipple discharge.
That happens a lot, but people confuse that with lactation. Some people continue to lactate after they've long since had a baby.
It doesn't absolutely mean that it's cancer, but if you have unexpected nipple discharge, please get that checked out by the doctor.
All right. Now, in league with that, a couple of other things. Let's stick with the breast cancer discussion here because as we continue to talk about ways of losing weight, the drugs that you talk about, I make reference to Calitrin, but people are on this kick, or they ought to be, because there's so many people that are overweight. Now, here's another reason for you to be concerned about being overweight.
It's interesting. You point this out over the years, Doug, about how the theme, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the studies coming out, and then the studies coming out about helping to treat obesity. There's another study in JAMA Network open this week, where we learn that many breast cancer survivors, Doug, take a hormonal drug after cancer treatment to stave off a recurrence of the breast cancer. But this new research, it suggests these drugs may be less effective in women who are obese. So if you're dealing with breast cancer already, please lose the weight. If you want to prevent the breast cancer, a huge effort that can be made to dramatically lower the risk is get rid of the obesity and limit the alcohol.
Breast cancer goes back to 3000 BC. At least that's what some of the ancient historical focuses have been going back. I would think it goes back as far as long as women have been around, frankly. And because this past week was World Breast Cancer Research Day, it was something that, you go back to the 70s and how things have changed so dramatically since then. I think you are you're one of many that tell people women need to get their breasts examined. You need self-examination, you need mammograms, maybe MRIs, but don't ignore the requirement to get it done, right? That's the bottom
line. Start talking to your doctor at age 40.
Yep. All right. Lots of words to the wise here. You're listening to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen here at your service at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.